Right now, we debut a brand new segment, and we're calling it Rent Free.
All right, well,
it's a real song.
It is a real song, and it's a real segment. And thanks to the P1s who have emailed rentfree1310@gmail.com. If you have something that can never leave your brain pan, please share it with the class if you would. And we do have some P1s that have already shared their thoughts, and we'll get to those in a second. But let's start on the crew, and I'll throw it over to you, Mino.
Okay.
What lives in your head rent-free?
So I had this song get stuck in my head over Christmas break, and it wasn't the song. It was a drop that goes along to the song.
Okay.
So I heard this song in the Iowa airport going up to see family, and
magic
I heard it.
Happens.
Yeah, right? And then I heard it again today walking over to get my sandwich.
Did it fall apart?
It didn't fall apart.
By the way, is there only one Iowa airport? You said the Iowa airport.
Well, Des Moines. Okay. It's the big one, I guess. There's probably one.
Is that a city in Iowa?
It is.
Oh, okay.
It means Des Moines. So, yes, this is Hazy Shade of Winter by the Bangles. And when I hear this, all I can hear is the Bob drop of him singing the guitar riff. So I've just been walking around singing this.
Oh, no. Bob is like Slash when it comes to the mouth.
Yeah, he's a virtuoso for sure.
And this is a great song, too.
Well,
Susanna Hoffs, sexy.
Okay, sure. I don't know if I've ever heard this drop
really?
From Bob. Yeah.
You've never heard that?
I don't think so. That's awesome.
You've never heard it, Justin?
I don't think so.
Huh. Interesting.
Maybe that was when I was running the board and I just got obsessed with it and played it all the time. But yeah, I just heard Bob singing the Bangles.
Well, my brief example of what's been living rent-free in my head, this goes back now 31 years. So if you ever watch old commercials from the 90s, it gives you a little nostalgia because, you know, we all used to watch like network shows at night. This one was in heavy rotation like during football games and primetime TV. Ham, just go ahead and play the commercial for me.
I love steak, especially a thick, juicy T-bone. A1 all over the top. Perfect. Wonderful. I'm in the mood for something spicy. Tongue-tingling spicy. Spice is just... They get you here. They get you right here. I want something with gumption. Something with a peppery kick that's spicy. A1 Bold. Yeah, that's what I'm in the mood for.
Original A1 and new A1 Bold. Their house steak is done.
And the reason that can never leave my mind is I am so short-circuited by the dude that should be working at the Bada Bing that tells me that you feel
right
it here.
Here.
And you feel it right here. And he takes both his fingers and points to, like, his glands on the side of his neck, and then he points at just one of them, like... Listen, I love spicy food. I don't know if I've ever felt spice to where it makes my neck tingle.
It's like Vince Lombardi telling you a seal here and a seal here. It's crazy how 90s commercials will just pop up in your mind.
Yes.
Just randomly. Because I'll think of the steak, it's what's for dinner, just every now and then. Haven't seen the commercial in 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Just pops up.
So I'll be with my friends.
It gets you right here.
Right here.
Yeah, I'll be like eating some hot
wings
and I'll tell them, hey, it gets me here and gets me right here.
They're like, what? Like, I don't worry. It was a commercial from a long time ago.
So a 1994 A1 steak sauce ad campaign lives rent-free in my head. Let's get to some P1s.
Let's do it.
Let's go to Cade. And Cade emails in.
This is rentfree1310@gmail.com.
Rentfree1310@gmail.com. He says, anytime me or our buddies say bring back, the thing that pops in his head is bring back my Joey, which is one of the most unfortunate wireless moments we've ever had here on the station with Corby at the Super Bowl back in Minnesota.
Mall of America.
And this is what it sounds like.
Hey, you're holding up great.
Well, thank you.
Holding up.
That's how I always tell people to remember my age. I'm as old as the Super Bowl.
Wow, that's awesome. That's cool. How about you? You got kids and stuff?
Yeah, I've got three kids, too, but actually one just passed away this October.
Oh,
so that's
my.
Something I'm dealing with.
Sorry about that.
Ask her if you can help.
22 and 24.
Can I help? Can I help?
Okay. All right, cool. Can I help in any way?
A hug? Back my Joey.
Oh, don't do that. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Give her a hug.
Do you need a hug?
Come on, give her a hug.
Would you like a hug? A sports hug from a guy from Dallas? Give me a hug.
It's crazy how one of the most awkward moments in the past decade on the station. For me, it's if I hear the name Joey, I think of that. And I think that's very common with
P1s. So like when Joey Gallo would come to bat?
Yeah.
You're in a kangaroo zoo?
You know what's lost in that, too, is Corby said, all right, cool.
You just don't know how to respond. Like, oh, okay, cool.
Okay, buddy.
Bring back my Joey. Yeah, anytime
Joey
Gallo is a free agent, or if you just meet somebody named Joey, I just think, bring back my Joey. I'm watching Friends.
So let's go to P1 Carter.
R.I.P. Joey.
P1 Carter emails in. And this is also a throwback from long ago. Mm-hmm. The chorus to Return to Innocence by Enigma has been in his head rent-free for over 20 years. I don't know what it is, but I can't get it out of my head. I challenge you to listen to it and it not get stuck in your head for the rest of your days. So Carter was so taken by the chorus of Enigma. Which I think this is a song we all heard back in the 90s for sure.
Probably heard this in the late 90s. Haven't heard it since.
Yeah, but hang on. Let's give it a sec.
Oh. Okay, I remember this song from those.
This sounds like a song I would end on.
Like on daytime TV, when they would run those ads for CDs that would have like 30 songs on it, and they'd play little snippets of all of it. This was in heavy rotation on that.
And I always got Enigma confused with Enya.
Okay, similar name.
That type of music. But I do like how it has a hint of the Lion King intro to it, which, for whatever reason, that's been living rent-free in my head for the past handful of days.
I would say more people have done it to this song than the Lion King song. Maybe.
I don't know.
The Lion King be a
song?
This one?
Yeah.
Maybe. Do you want to go Usher and just take it nice and slow?
You don't get the nickname Jackhammer Monster.
All right, let's move on to P1 Amy, who is nice enough to email in. And Amy, I am right there with her on this one because ticket drops just live in our head all the time. And anytime someone says, just like that, I think MF-er thanks to the ticket and one Bob Knight as he was, I think this was for like some golf instructional video. And these are the outtakes where he was having a tough time in the sand trap. And Bobby Knight, not really known for his patience.
Just like that, mother.
Everything from the, I don't know, it's probably a 30-minute video. Because I'll say that, like that's kind of my let's effing go is... Just like that, MF-er.
Yeah.
And if I ever have Pizza Hut, I think of Bob Knight saying, Pizza Hut is to Appetite what Tiger Woods is to golf.
Okay. And this one hits close to home for the show because we all love Curb Your Enthusiasm. This is from season 3. And P1JR, he emailed me and he says, you know what lives rent-free in my head? Crazy Eyes Killa from Curb Your Enthusiasm. He says, I play pickup basketball in Arlington, and he's one of two white folks that play regularly. And he says, let me just tell you, the rest of those dudes, they're my Caucasians. And, of course, this is very Curb. The beginning of this episode, he meets this rapper, Crazy Eyes Killa, at some barbecue or some outdoor party. And he's having a tough time writing lyrics, so Larry helps him with one lyric. And then he tells Larry... He's his N. And then Larry very uncomfortably says it back to him.
Oh, no.
So fast forward later in the episode, they're at Crazy Eye Killa's home, and Larry's gifted a jacket, and this is what ensues.
No, but this is unbelievable, because I lost the jacket.
Got a f***ing jacket home, man.
Holy
I can't even believe this. Think about putting a plasma screen on the f***ing ceiling and have, like, Scarface, like, 24-7. Let me see.
Oh, you official.
Uh-huh.
This is like amazing.
It. Yeah.
This is amazing.
I like that shit. You like it?
All right.
It's yours.
Get out of here.
Well, fuck it. I don't need it. I got plenty of shit.
Crazy
eyes.
Yeah. I don't even know what to say. This is unbelievable.
You don't have to say shit. We roll like that. You know what I mean?
Are you my Caucasian? Are you my Caucasian?
I'm your fucking Caucasian.
All right. Yeah. All right.
All right. All right.
You know what?
What's
honest to God, I love the crib.
Right?
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm going to get my ass. My wife's going to kick my ass. I got to get out of here.
Oh, shit. You got to go?
Yeah, I got to go.
Oh, man, I know how that shit is.
Okay?
I know how that shit is. Don't let her fuck with you. You all right?
Yeah, I'm going to sneeze, but thank you.
All right. Yo, Delicious, get a tissue. My man's going to sneeze.
Delicious!
That had to be early Curb, right?
Oh, yeah, like season
very
three.
Early. Yeah. I think so the one good. That lives rent-free the most with Justin and I, and we do this all the time when we're getting lunch, there's one episode when Larry's like, oh, I got a little turkey action. I forget who it was, had a turkey sandwich.
You walked up on someone eating a turkey.
Yeah, it was
sandwich,
just like a throwaway line. Like, oh, you got a little turkey action. So if I get a sandwich, like, oh, got a little ham action today. Little ham action.
Monto, I know you have something.
Yeah. You could maybe tie it into what we just heard. Mm. What's living rent-free in my head right now. So last Thursday, I had to miss doing a little whip dry dock Thursday morning. I had to do a little mow action. And had to miss doing my favorite.
Are you about to say cancer
segment.
Is living rent-free
no,
in your
no.
head?
I mean, okay. It is, but I'm not going to bring that up here.
Okay.
No, what's living rent-free in my head is the fact that I had to miss taking part in my favorite segment, which is the weekly Brian Jones segment.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, and so my.
Daddy filled in for me.
Oh, no.
Oh yes. But
so
oh, no.
I finally got to the chance to go back and listen, and I pulled for you guys just like a 25-second montage of my favorite parts of that interview. Here we go.
Brian, my fellow Longhorn brother from another mother, good morning and happy new year, my friend.
Yeah.
My man, you got a good chicken fried steak place for me?
Of course. It's Dallas, Texas. What do you think?
Yeah.
You guys know if I'm going to show up.
All right. That sounds good. We'll look. I'll text you about it before next week. All right, brother?
Yeah.
In the college football playoff. Brian, thank you as always for your time. And your musers will be back next week, brother.
Yeah.
But just a little taste of the Brian Jones interview from last week that I didn't get to.
A little code switch daddy there, huh?
My favorite was text you about it next week, brother.
From another mother.
From another mother.
Now, do we have a sample of how daddy talks just regularly?
I don't know. He doesn't normally talk that often, so we probably can't find that.
See, like his gifts wrapped or unwrapped.
I hope he never interviews Shahan.
My God.
So, those are things that are living rent-free in our heads and the P1's brains. And if you want to share with the class, again, email us. We'll do this weekly, every few weeks on Wednesday. Rentfree1310@gmail.com.